And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Here are some suggestions for the new title sponsor of the ACC basketball tournament. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. In order to get a 30% bump in its TV contract through 2027, the ACC sold some sponsorship rights to ESPN so the worldwide leader can try to get back its $3-plus billion investment over the next 15 years. The prime piece of inventory was the most sacred title sponsorship of the ACC basketball tournament, which we always believed would remain as pure as the driven snow. Well, not really. ACC Properties, which sells advertising into a 40-game TV package that includes the first Carolina-Duke matchup and all of the ACC tournament broadcasts, has sold everything but title sponsorship to the tourney in the past. If you've been there and seen some of the Food Lion and other company promotions between games and at halftime, you know what I mean. But now the event itself will be named something, just as the Dr. Pepper ACC Championship game is in football. So here are my suggestions, based loosely on what has become of the ACC tournament, once upon a time the most pressure-packed and exciting event in college basketball, if not all of sports. But those days are long gone due to conference expansion and multiple NCAA tourney bids. How about the no-dos ACC tournament, in which the sponsor can give out samples to those fools who still want to attend the four games on Thursday, which will soon back up to two games on Wednesday night between the 11th through 14th seeded teams? It could be the no-dos ACC tournament presented by StubHub, since so many of the early round tickets that go to school booster clubs are available on the secondary scalper's market for like 50 cents on the dollar. For StubHub, the advertising fee would simply go down as branding in the loss column of its P&L. In that regard, whoever the sponsor is could promote its company by placing stickers on the backs of every seat in the lower arena of the tournament venue, since they will be clearly visible during the first 2 days of the tournament while the riffraff teams get eliminated. Or if all sponsor pitches fail, why not call it the ESPN Disney ACC Tournament, since they just about own everything anyway. This is Art Chansky. See ya.